The number one monoplane.
Although it is generally accepted that the first flight in a fixed-wing aeroplane was made by the Wright brothers in December 1903, there were a number of other inventors who had been developing their own designs for some time but had not taken out patents. One of these was Hiram Maxim, an American-born inventor who had settled in Britain. In 1911, Maxim's experimental airfield became the home of the Vickers Aeroplane Factory. The first plane made there was the number one monoplane, from a design by the French engineer Robert Pelterie. Unlike other planes of the time, which were built on a wooden frame, the Vickers plane was made of steel at the high cost of £1,500. The plane was immediately taken to Antarctica by Sir Douglas Mawson, the great Australian explorer. Mawson dreamed of making the first flight over the Antarctic ice cap. Unfortunately, the plane crashed in a demonstration flight in October 1911, damaging the wings, though luckily not hurting the pilot. Mawson had the wings removed so that he could use the flightless plane to draw heavy equipment over the ice. Then, in the winter of 1912, the engine froze in the extreme cold, and the plane was abandoned. Interest in this historic plane has grown widely in recent years. The body and engine were found half buried in ice on the 1st of January 2010 by an Australian team who had been searching for 3 years. While the body and engine are in remarkably good condition, the wings have not yet been found.